כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
This is our last year before Rosh Hashanah. And unlike all previous years, the last year was always on a sugya regarding Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. This time, this year, and this time and today, Shemitas Ksofim. Because this mitzvah is relevant until Leil Rosh Hashanah. At the end of today's year, we'll speak about Rosh Hashanah and Slichas and Aseiyas Hametshuva. It is called for and it's only natural. But the halachic session today will be about fundamental and interesting question. After I gave many shiurim in Dinei Shemitas Ksofim and Prusburim, and as you all know, for the past year, I've been giving a weekly shiur in Hilchos Shavuos and Shemitas Ksofim in Kol HaLashon. Not in English, in Lashon Kodesh, but I think more than 50 shiurim are available in the archives, in the archives. And we spoke a lot about Shemitas Ksofim and Prusburim. The discussion today is a fundamental discussion that goes beyond Shemitas Ksofim. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Kisavei says, after a person writes Prusbul, which enables him to collect his loans even after Shemitah, he should give a new loan to someone kedei to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitas Ksofim. So the Ben Ish Chai writes, you wrote your Prusbul, you could take care of all your loans, lend somebody a sore grush, pochas a yoisa, something minimal. I don't know how much a sore grush was worth in Baghdad 100 years ago, but not a lot of money. $1, $2, $3, something minimal, just to be mekayim in the midst of Shemitas Ksofim. And he writes, I implemented this minig, and our kehillah, everybody did it. And I told the women as well, lend your neighbor piece of bread, a loaf of bread, a cake, and then when they want to give it back after Shviya, say, Mishamitani, and you're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. I wrote about this in Minchas Shoshan Shviyas, Sima Samech Daled, and today I regret what I wrote, and I am Choylek on the Baal Minchas Osho. Sounds amusing, but I feel good about it. I feel good about it, I feel bad about it. When I retract, it hurts me. It hurts me because I wrote something which today I think it's not Torah's emes. I think I was wrong. But I'm happy about the fact I have no problem to admitting I was wrong. So let me share with you a personal feeling. Many times I disagree with the Gedolei Achronim, and some people don't like it. Sometimes I get some criticism. How do you dare to be choylek and question Rabbi Kiva Ego, the Tzais HaChoshen? Kachi da'akos shel Torah, that's the way I learn. Kach kibalti merabosai. But for I would have a problem arguing against the Minchas Osho. I really would be insane and terribly arrogant. You could question the Tzitz, and you can't question the Minchas Osho. So I'm not happy to regret what I wrote, but I'm happy that I have no problem saying, Dvorim she'omarati lechem tous hoyu biyodi. So let me explain my Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achrayin. More than a year ago, I think it was before Rosh Hashanah Tovshim Pei Beis, I discussed another question, which is somewhat similar to the question we will be discussing tonight. There was a big campaign in America. Achinu shebegoylo. We're encouraged to buy a piece of land in Hatzisol kedei b'makayim b'mitzvah shvizas oretz. And I came out against this idea. Don't think it makes sense. And I want to elaborate for three different reasons I don't think I don't think it's an Indian at all. And that is a major discussion in Minchas Sosh Shviya Simachov. Hey, Shviya Samach Daled, I dealt with a similar question regarding Shmitas Ksofim. And I'm in Chesosh, I write, Din Shmitas Ksofim ke Din Shvises Ha'oretz, Geder Shmitas Ksofim ke Geder Shvises Ha'oretz. And today I think differently. So let me explain. The fundamental question is there a mitzvah a person should take upon himself and create the circumstances in which he is chayv by mitzvah, kedei lekayimo? Or would we say the circumstances aren't such that you're obligated to do a mitzvah, so you don't have to do the mitzvah? Menachas Me'malav Omedalav is the most important source. Omalei Malach Alav Katina. I don't remember other sources in which a Malach Men HaShemayim taught a halacha to Echod Ha'amayroim. So in Bov Metzia Kuf Yudala there's something similar, but not really the same. Be'idne Darit Chan Shisu Amitzvas Asay. If a person isn't wearing tzitzis, Be'idne Darit Chan, in a moment of heavenly wrath, he will be punished. I'm not wearing Dalat Kamfis, so I'm not chayev tzitzis. You're not chayev, but the question is, why aren't you wearing Dalat Kamfis to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis? You should go out of your way and put on Dalat Kamfis to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it is from here that we see, yes, it's the right thing to do. Create the circumstances which are mechayev you to be mekayim a mitzvah. So, this is not our major topic. And therefore, I don't want to go into details. In Minchas Choshev, I brought the Tosis. And Tosis says that it only by mitzvahs tzitzis, not by other mitzvahs. These are details we won't go into today. We find a similar idea. Soiti Yudara Domedalef. Moshe Rabbeinu Nesave Lakonis Lietz Asur. And the Gemara says, why? V'chilechon Meperiseyo Hayoreitze. The only reason Moshe wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael is to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So Moshe sitting in Chutz La'aretz is not mechuyev. He wants to be mechuyev because he wants to perform. And Tosfos Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph explain, it's not only Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not only a manifestation of Moshe's greatness. It is from Moshe Rabbeinu that we learn Yesh Laila Odom Lekonis Lechiyuv. So would there be an Indian buy a piece of land and a soul could there be Mekayim HaMitzvah? For three reasons I think it's not the same. Number one, there's a difference Kumvaseh and Sheval Taisa. When the essence of a mitzvah is just don't do an Aveira, I'm not doing an Aveira. Whether I have karka or I don't have, do I have land, I don't have land, I'm not over an Avenish Vises Oretz. It is only Mitzvah tzitzis, trubas amaisis, kum va'asei. I'm performing a mitzvah and doing Ritzon Hashem. But if the essence of a mitzvah, Shem al ta'isa, not kum va'asei, it's just don't do an aveira, what's the difference? Whether I have land or I don't have land, I'm not doing an aveira. That was number one. Number two. And this is an awesome argument. In my opinion, like I have a shvises ha'oretz, there is no difference at all whether you have land or you don't have land. If I have land in Eretz Yisrael and somebody works in my field, it's against my will, I'm not neither at all. And if I work a field which is not mine, it's Hefker or it belongs to another person, I have the Aveda, both the Asay and the Loises. So the mitzvah of Shvi Seoretz, unlike the understanding of many of the other achronim, doesn't depend at all if you have land or not. Makes no difference. For some reason, the Mechas Chinuch and many others understood that Shvi'is Oretz is similar to Shvi'is Behemtoi, but it has nothing to do with Shvi'is Behemtoi. Shvi'is Behemtoi is Behemtecho. And Dafka by Shmita, this is such a powerful argument in my eyes. Dafka by the Loisese, Sodcho Loitizra, Karmacho Loitizmor. Ubemitzvah Sasei, it's not Sotcho and Karmachu. Vishov Soho Oretz, Shnas Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos Shabbos and Tiel Oretz. Shnas Shabbos and Tiel Oretz. Oretz. not the Aratzacha. So I just, it's beyond me. Everybody agrees regarding the Loisessa. Of course everybody would agree. You're even a Loisessa even if you work the land of another person. But regarding the Mitzvah say, everybody thinks your land. To the contrary. And the Mitzvah say, the Pesuk says, V'shav Sa'oretz. Dafka by the lav, the Pesuk says, Sa'ot Choloi Tizra. It doesn't depend at all whether the land is yours or not, and therefore there's no point at all in buying land could they not to work that land. Point number three. I think when a person takes upon himself and creates circumstances in which he is chayiv by mitzvah, it is only if he's makayim the essence of a mitzvah, the real thing. Not just superficial acts. What is the mitzvah of Shvisas Ha'oretz? What is the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksofim? It is Mesirus Nefesh. Chazal say, Geboirei Koyach Oyste Devorei Lishmoi B'kol Devorei. And this pasuk Chazal related only to two categories. Bnei Yisrael B'mamed Arsina Kishigdim Anasar HaNishma and Shoim Reshviyas. And I explained in my Sefer, these mitzvahs and these events were totally against human nature. A farmer has land, he lives off his land, he toils his fields, and he waits for the land to give its promise, for the land to give abundance. And Shnas Hashviyas Einecho Royes V'Cholois. You see your land laid waste, barren, you don't work the fields, manoichal meato. That's Mesiyus Nefesh. Just like Igdimanasar Anishmo is Mesiyus Nefesh. So what's the point of buying a piece of land in Israel? You buy a yard, a square foot, you don't even know where it is, you have nothing to do with it. Even if you want to plant a tree there, they'll laugh you away. You're going to plant a tree, and 10 years later you're going to come to pluck the fruit. So what's the point? That's not the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is Messias Nefesh. Sometimes there's a technical mitzvah. There is no inyan to create circumstances to perform a technical mitzvah. She'en bo avoides okel, ve'en bo mahus. So for these three reasons I said there is no point at all and no midas chasidus. You're just wasting your money buying a piece of land and it's a soul to be makayim shvisas ha'oretz. You're Makayim Shvisas Ha'oretz without buying land. You're not Makayim the real mitzvah if you do buy land. So that is my opinion regarding question number one. Now question number two. For some reason, Mincha Sosha Shvias Samech Daled, I felt that Shmitas Sofem is the same as Shvisas Ha'oretz. And I regret that. It is true, technically, Shmitas Sofem is also Sheval Taisa. Don't collect your money. But in essence, it's like kum va'asei. After all, it's tzedakah, it's gemilas chasadim. Hishom rachupen yedavar im levavchu b'liyal leimor kovish nasasheu sheva v'ro eincho b'ochicho hu evyoin. So most of the people taking loans are the poor, are the desperate, they're not the rich, not the wealthy, not the well-to-do. So Shmitas Sofim essentially, in essence, is a manifestation of Midas HaChesed. So that is kum va'asei. That is doing something positive. It's not only not to be oiver. It's not like other Sheval Tasis, like Shvisas Ha'adomo. It is a positive precept. You're doing something positive. You're helping the poor, the needy, the desperate. And you forgive their loans. There are four or five different approaches in the Rishonim Tami HaMitzvahs. What is Shmitas Ksofim about? Moir Nevuchim, Rosh V'Rishon, I said this 100 times. Chele Gimel Moir Nevuchim is all about Moir HaMitzvahs. Perek Lametes, Chele Gimel, the Rambam explains Shmitas Ksofim. It is about rachamim and chemlo. Caring, being compassionate, doing tzedakah. The Rambam also indicates with one third, I think it's about equality. All the mitzvahs of Shmita Yovel are about equality. Somewhat socialistic mitzvahs. All are equal. Different mamadot in society. Different classes of society. Shmita and Yovel are about equality. The slaves go free. No one is a slave to another. All have the right of freedom. The wealthy landowners, the one that have the plantations and the farms, are stripped of their possessions. They're all the same. The needy and the desperate could roam the fields. And the owners of the farms cannot take more than mazon shalei seudos. All are equal. Shemitah Ksofim is the same idea. The rich are the lenders, the poor are the borrowers. Shvius Shemitah, all are the same. No one owes money to anyone. So on one hand, it's about chesed, equality. Sefer HaChinuch gives three different explanations, bezeh achar zeh, emunah v'betochen. Both Shemitah Seoretz and Shemitah Ksofim, trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm destroying my parnasa, it's my money. I worked hard to get this money. These are my fields. Put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah v'betochen. Rachamim v'chemlo. Think about the poor and the desperate. Give and give again. Give it all away. Third thing, it is a siyag for menias hagezel. Gezel is all about thirst for money. Ahavas betza kesef. So Shmita comes to teach us money means nothing. Money is worthless. Give it away. Lift your eyes to the heavens. I think the Cheskuni al HaTorah, I think, has an amazing pshat, and he says, in days of yore, people lived off the land. And if people can't sow and plant and reap, how will they pay their loans? So Shvisa Seoretz must bring Shmitas Ksofim. And the Shmitas Ksofim is the result of Shvisa Seoretz. How do you expect the poor to pay their loans if they're not making profits? If they can't live over the fields? So all the different approaches, after all, Shmitas Ksofim is a positive mitzvah, not only a negative one. It's not Sheval Taisa. In practicality, it's Sheval Taisa. But in essence, it's Gemilas Chasodim, it's Tzedakah. And therefore, I do think there would be an Indian, yes, create the circumstances to give. And on the other hand, contrary to Shvi Seoretz, Shmita Ksofim is only about loans, your money. You're not mekayem the mitzvah with anyone else's money. It is only when you forgive and forgo your loans that you're mekayem the mitzvah. And therefore, if I don't lend money, how will I be mekayem the mitzvah? But this brings us to my third argument. Mahus, essence. So the Ben Ish Chai, in my eyes, B'mechiras Koiteros is extremely strange and it doesn't make sense. I wrote my ksuba, and nobody writes a ksuba until a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Then I'm going to go to another person and I'm going to give him my loans of Asara Grush. Did he ask for that loan? No. Does he need that loan? No. It's ridiculous. Nobody asked you for Asara Grush. You go to a person and you say, you know, I want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Shmita Ksofim, so let me give you a loan of $5. And after Shmita, you're going to come to pay that money, and I'm going to say, Mishamitani. Is that actually a loan? I think it's a gift. It's not a loan. What would happen? Reuven comes to Shimon, and he says, you know the Ben Ish Chai? I did a prosvel. I want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Shmita Ksofim. So here, take $5, take $10, it's a loan, and after Shmita, I'm going to make a mitzvah Shmita Ksofim. After Shemitah, this most generous lender has a change of heart, and he says, I want that money back, give me my $5. If that entitled would come to me in my base now, I would say, no way, laugh him off. You gave me a gift. I didn't ask you for a loan. I didn't need your $5. I don't need that loan. You told me you're just giving this because you want to be Mekayem de Mitzvah Shemitah Sofim. I have no intention of giving it back, and I think you would be right. That's a gift. By its very nature, it's a gift. I didn't ask you for a loan. You turned me into a Cheftze de Mitzvah. You want to be Mekayem de Mitzvah, and I cooperated. Okay, give me a loan and forget about it. Now you want your money back? No, I don't want to give your money back. Probably the borrower would be right. But even if we say no, you know, it's a loan. If it's a gift, I'm not Mekayem the Mitzvah. Okay. But is that the essence of the Mitzvah? Does that really mean anything? Sometimes you have a technical Mitzvah. I don't think a technical Mitzvah gets you very far. I don't think you really get sechar. Why do you deserve sechar? For $5, you expect to get sechar? What is that about? It's not the essence of avoda sukeil. And therefore, I can't agree with this eitz of the Ben Ish Chai, but I do think there is an Indian to be mekayim shemitah sofim on a real loan. A loan that you gave hoping you're going to get your money back. A loan that the borrower asked for and he promised to pay back. If you forgo a real loan, that is the Mitzvah Shemitah Sofim, and that is a Midas Chasidus. And therefore, I do think it's a good idea to leave a certain loan out of the Prusbul. And even though you sign a principle to enable you to collect loans, but at least something, some loan, doesn't need to be a very major one. You mekayem the mitzvah shemitah sofim. Do I need to specify that in the principle? I don't think so. I don't like playing around with shtoros, and everybody's going to write their own thing. I don't think it needs to be specified, because the Prusbul is a very broad document. You don't need to inform the Dayanim whether you have loans. Is it $100 or $1 million? Is it one borrower or 100 borrowers? Basin doesn't care. It's more of a formality. So I don't think if you accept one loan from your Prusbul because you want to be Mekayem the Mitzvah Shemitah Sofim, needs to be specified in the Prusbul. I don't think so. Even though somewhat of a contradiction. Because the general lotion of the Prusbul is Kol Choyv Sheyeshli, and it's not exactly Kol Choyv Sheyeshli, because you're taking at least one loan and you're taking him out of the Prusbul. Afar Piken, I don't think that's a problem. Basically, the principle is between you and yourself. You and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're just using the basin to formulate this document. So I don't think Dina de Malchus Adina would apply. Dina de Malchus Adina is only when we're dealing with two parties. What you had in mind is not Mechayev and other party. But this is not between me and another party. The Mitzvah Shemitah Sofim is on the borrower, it's on the lender. The borrower for benefits, but it's all about the lender. And therefore, I think you could bear in mind most of the loans would go with the Prusbul, but a certain loan, I do not intend to be Moisela based in. Because if I am Moisela based in, I no longer am a Mekayem the Mitzvah of Shemitah Sofim. Because it's no longer a loan that Shvias Mishametis. And if ain't Shvias Mishametis, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Shemitah Sofim. Because Shvias doesn't apply to this loan. If you forgo the loan anyway, it's just giving a gift. But on the other hand, I think you could take a loan out of the Prusbul, even though I don't have any source for this. I also am a supik. Could one be mevatel a Prusbul? Signed a Prusbul before Basin, and then he regrets. He said, I don't have that many loans, and I'm quite wealthy. I want to forgive all my loans, and I want to retract the Prusbul. Could he? Netias libi, he could. The Basin is only technicality. But this depends on the different opinions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Tam, in their Prusbul it's written, I am makna my choivis to the Beis Din Agav Karka. That's a real Kenyan. So according to these poiskim, the essence of a Prusbul, it's really like Moshe Shtereis of the Beis Din. And he does transfer his loans to Beis Din. And if he transferred his loan to Beis Din, he can't take them back without the agreement of the Beis Din. He can't be mevatel that Prusbul. But all the other Rishonim, and that's most of the Prusbuls, don't have Aknola Beis Din Agav Karka. I think the fundamental understanding would be, it's just a takona ba'alma, as if Moshe Shtereis of the Beis Din. And if it's just a takona, I think somebody could take back his Prusbul and be mevatel the Prusbul. So these are some interesting questions regarding Sof Hashono Shemitas Ksofim. 7 years ago, Beleil Rosh Hashanah, I expressed a thought on my Bismedesh, and I want to share it with you. We stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we were Mekayim the midst of Shemitas Ksofim. And in many sources, Bavli, Yerushalmi, the Medrash, Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way is Mekayim, the Mitzvah Satoira. And I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, we were Mishamet our Chayvis, please do the same. We owe you money. We owe you our life. We owe you everything we have. But will you please be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Shomayt kol bar mashiyodo, lo yigois esrei eyu. Sometimes we use the Prusbul. Hillel gave us the Prusbul. You don't have a Prusbul, Rabbeinu Shalom. Hillel wasn't attacking a Prusbul for you. So please, will you forego your loans? Will you let us go and don't demand payment? Halavai. It's a feeling, it's a thought, but I don't know. These are Yemei Din. Mi yiskelofonechu bedin. Could anybody be zoyche bedin? So, we try to be ma'orer rachamei shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should not judge us bedin. And one of the greatest segulas is, "Loi bechesed veloi b'masem bonu lefanechu kedalem v'choroshem defakno glosach korav Hashem lenish berei leiv v'zdakei ruach yoshia." Anova, shiftless, brokenheartedness, korav Hashem lenish berei leiv. I said a thought many times, and that's my favorite Slichus word. And last week I really shared this word with many, many different shiurim that I gave. One of the most important sections in Slichus is Misha Onel Avraham Avinu Bahar Maria Hu Yaneinu. Why do we say this is so important? Because it's in the Mishnah. All the way back to the Mishnah Masechet Tanis. So we have a glorious list of giants of yore. Misha onel Avraham Avinu b'har HaMoriah, Yitzchak b'Kedar, Yanka b'Beis El, L'Moshe b'Chorev, L'Aaron b'Machto, L'Shmuel b'Mitzvah, Daniel b'Goy v'Aroyes, Hananiah Mishol v'Azariah b'Kivshen u'Eish, Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, all the giants. Misha onel Hem Ya'aneinu. Do you really think so? Or you're just out of your mind? Do you really think you deserve the same treatment as Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Vishloima? Where are they and where are you? Does this make sense, what you're saying? You responded to Avram Avinu, why don't you respond to me? And then you cap it all off and you say, Misha'ona lakol tzadikim v'chassidim v'atmim v'yisharim v'yaneinu. Would you care to explain exactly which category do you fit in? You consider yourself a chosid or a tzaddik or a yosh or a tomim? Where are you? Then we turn to Aramaic. Why? The Gemara Shabbos Yud Beis says that malachim don't understand Aramaic. So those malachim, their job is to bring the tefillahs, our praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they examine those tefillahs, they analyze this, and they filter them, but they don't understand the Aramaic. And in Brochas Dav Gimel, Tosis explains, whenever we want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the most personal, the most intimate way, we talk in Aramaic. We don't want anyone to be in the room. So even a king or a prince, an emperor, a prime minister, the CEO of a huge company, he has his deputies, he has his secretaries, he has many mishamshim. But when his children come in and they want to talk to him, he would ask everyone to leave the room. With his own family, he has an intimate relationship. So when we want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one else should intervene, we talk in Aramaic. So after saying all those magnificent names of all the giants of our heritage, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we mean to say to Rabbeinu Shalom, we're not crazy, we're not insane, and we're not arrogant either. We say what we are told to say. We pray what we're taught to pray. We say what our forefathers have been saying for thousands of years. We mention all those great names because we want to invoke Zchus Avos and Chasdei Avos, Beglal Avos Toshi Abonim. But we know who we are and we know where we stand. And all our hope, all we have to offer is Rachmona De'ono La'aniye Aneinu. Nothing more. We're poor, we're broken hearted. Rachmona De'ono L'Tvirei Libo. Stretching out our hands like an oni, like a schnorrer, please help. Please. So the Zohar says there are only three personal prokim in Sefer Tehillim. Tefillah l'Moshe, tefillah l'David, and Perekuv Bezen Tehillim, Tefillah Le'oni Kiyadoif, V'lefnei Hashem Yishpoich Sichri. Tefillah Le'oni Taps, Tefillah Le'Moshe, and Tefillah Le'David. It is the closest of all the three. Kroivo Le'Hizkabel. Tefillah Le'Moshe is awesome. It is the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. David was the greatest davener, the greatest mishoirer, Ne'im Zemiras Yisroel. But tefillah Le'oni comes before both, tefillah Le'Moshe and tefillah Le'David. Tefillah Le'oni ki yavtoi v'lefnei Hashem, yishpoich sichui. Rachmona de'one la'aniya enayna. Sefer Yesoidu Avoide brings that Rav Moshe Mekubrin used to say that Rav Monala was a great chassid. Who was that Rav Monala? I did some research. He was a chassid of the great Magid of Mizrich. Rav Monala used to say, when I daven Shabbos and I say, Befi Yeshom Tesroim, Omev Sisa Tzadikim Tesmaral, Uvnech Shoyin Chassidim Teskadish of a Kerev Kedoshim Tesaral, I don't find myself because I'm not a Yosha, I'm not a Tzadik, I'm not a chosid, and I definitely am not a kodesh. But when I say, uve mekalois rivavois amchu, Beis Yisrael, that is where I belong. I'm one of those. I'm one of the multitudes. I'm one of the thousands that have no face and no name. They're just out there. I am one of Mikhar Yisrael Abisam Chob Beis Yisrael. And Rav Moshe Mikubrin quoted Ramon Alan, he added on, and I myself, I don't feel I belong even with Mikhar Yisrael Abisam Chob Beis Yisrael. But when I go on to say Shekein Choyvas Kol HaYetzurim, that is where I fit in. Amongst all the other creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somewhere between the birds in the sky and the fish in the river, somewhere between Atzei Hayar and Esev Hasada, Sheken Choyvas Kol HaYetzuri, that is where I belong. So when we approach Rosh Hashanah and say Simei Tshuva, we feel so small and so inadequate. One of those huddled masses. Kedalem v'charoshim, the fakned lo secho, lo b'chesed v'lo b'masa. And we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tfele la'oni ki yatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. Rachmona da'one la'aniyei aneinu. Rachmona da'one la'tvirei libo. Rachmona da'one la'mekichei rucho. Ya'aneinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mismala rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ohaveim nidavo. I will love them and I will respond to their prayers. I want to wish you all from the depth of my heart. This should be a year of nachas, of good health, of simcha, simchas chayim and shefa. And we should be zoicha to hear bekorov kol shoifa shel Moshiach tzedkeinu b'mahero v'yomeinu amen. A good gebenst yor aksiva v'chasim etoiva.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechake lecha bekol halashon. 03-617-1111